Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Zera Shimshin. Our shir is dedicated for a schus and a refuah shalema for Reb Chaim Yosef ben Malka Nechama, a schus in a refuah shalema for Sora Baspina. Our shir is on the first pasuk of the parsha, Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha, Bechol Sha'arecha. Appoint judges, officers in all of your cities that Hashem gives to you. The pasuk ends, V'shoftu es ha'am mishpat tzedek. And judge the nation with a righteous judgment. The Zera Shimshon asks the question, why does it say in the beginning of the pasuk, Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha, you shall set up judges for yourself? And at the end of the pasuk it says, V'shoftu es ha'am, they will judge the nation. It could have said, B'tzedek tishpot, they should judge in a just manner. Why does it say, V'shoftu es ha'am mishpat tzedek, they should judge the nation with a righteous judgment? Of course, it's the obligation of every judge to make sure the correct din is issued and that justice is served. But there are certain situations that arise when a judge must issue a ruling which may seem incorrect or unfair. The Talmud in Bava Metzia tells us of an interesting case involving Mari Bar Isak. He was known as a rough person. He came before Rav Chisda. And when Rav Chisda issued his ruling, Mari Bar Isak questioned him whether the halacha was as he had ruled. Rav Chisda replied, "This is how we rule when it comes to people such as yourself and your friends. You are rough. Even though according to the regular court procedures, the psak could have been different, Rav Chisda knew that Mari Bar Isak was a dangerous individual. His psak was issued with the intent that Mari would not be able to manipulate the system and utilize his advantage because of his opponent's fear. Rav Chisda was a very wise judge. He had an understanding of the case and the people that would be involved. He knew that his psak was the only way to ensure that true justice was going to be served. That's why it says they will judge the nation. They're going to take into consideration the personalities, the idiosyncrasies among all the people, and then render a judgment that will do true justice." We learn in Maseches Derech Eretz that once Hillel HaZaken invited someone to his home for the afternoon meal. He sat and he waited at the table for over an hour until the food was brought to the Suda. So Hillel said to his daughter, "My daughter, why is it that you didn't bring the meal right away?" She answered, "An ani, a poor person came to the house and said, 'I'm getting married today. I don't have any Suda. So I took the whole Suda that I prepared for your meal and I gave it to him. Then I had to go back and start from scratch to prepare and cook the meal for you.' He said to her, 'I want you to know, since you're born, I always am dan lekav schus everything that you do, because I know it is all l'shem shamayim.'" Bezer Hashem Yisparach, we will continue with our Shir Nezera Shimshin. I wish everybody Besuros Tavos, Yeshuos, V'Nechamos.